My older sister got them out there to the house, and they're beautiful. So somehow they had that earthquake going on, you know, over there. And my sister had them to come down to her house to move. And they moved all the fungi and stuff down. And so they stayed there a while till everything got straightened out. So after a while, the people, what they wait for, what my sister's son wait for, and his wife wait at the hospital, they got them all come back, wrote to them and told them to come back. The jobs is open for them. So that's where they at now. Got a beautiful home. Got the children and all. I never have been up there.
What's the city up in the mountains in North Carolina? Did you ever hear of it?
Yeah. I never heard of it.
What about some of the cities in Alabama?
Alabama, they got stoves. And you got to go through the bridges, like, you know. They don't have no sidewalks enough for you to walk. And the bridges, you walk to the commissary.
Where's that?
Big store. That's in Mobile. I used to have to walk there in the morning and go to the commissary to the store and buy the food, something what they wanted for breakfast or dinner to the lady, and then I come on back home. And like some of my Filipinos used to be out digging in the, you know, out there in the streets, like, you know. You see them, I used to be scared. Used to be by myself, you know, going to the store and then coming home back, you know. I'd kind of be scared and they'd be digging in me, looking at me.
What are some of the cities in Tennessee that you've heard of?
I love cities. Tennessee. I haven't seen it.
What about Georgia? What are some cities there?
Atlanta, Georgia. Now, I was over there, too. My daughter was over there, and she was sick. And I had to go over there and stay with her until she got away. She got back on her feet. Then they had to send her to the hospital. So I had to bring all her children here. Let me see how many there was. Three of them I kept here. And so I didn't have no hardly room. I had to let them sleep back there on the couch, back there in the kitchen. And I kept them, and then I went on to Harmon School and turned them in, had them sign the names and everything over there. And they went to Harmon School, and I kept them here. And that time, I was getting a check every month for them. And I was 100 and something. And I went to Gelsham's to get some groceries. And a man, a woman come in and said, "Oh, a man, I told him he dropped this billboard on the street, and he said a bad word to me, and said, I'll give y'all some money. I'll give y'all some money if you'll help me." So we went on that billboard, see. And child, when I did, I had my own money, check and everything. When I had me to go to the bank, the City National Bank, and cash that after this, she made like the girls going to get the money, you know, to bring back to me. So I had me to go, and when the gal come back, she had me to go to the City National Bank, and she went with me. You know, they got all my money. And when I got back to Judge Shanks out there on the corner of that garden today, about Baylor. See, when I got back to jail, shampoo, I didn't have nothing. Well, I thought they had a long envelope like that and paper in it, $1 bill that left me. And I went to open that envelope to pay my groceries off when I done checked them all out on the count in the bag. I said, "Oh, they done taken all my money." And there's a dollar bill and a whole lot of paper, tore up like a tablet. And so they said, "Go get the police and give me a dime. To go call the police there in the jail." And I went and called the police, and they came.